closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Welcome to hour number two of the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mulas, sitting in for Jerry today. If you want to get in touch with me and let me know what you're thinking about some of the things we've talked about, send me an email, seth.mulas@wsau.com. Also, you want a little more insight into the bizarre things that go through my head, check out our Facebook page for the morning show that we have over here, Seth Mulas WSAU on Facebook. Click the like button and enjoy. It was telling our morning show over here that later on today, my intention is, I've got about a dozen photographs that I've collected over the last few weeks of individuals, and this is from the internet, I haven't taken them myself, but I've kind of collected a batch of photos that show our ingenuity when we're faced with a problem. It's like, I don't have any clean shorts to wear, no problem, I'll make some out of duct tape. That kind of thing. Some of them are like, wow, really? And others are a celebration of ingenuity. I'm going to be posting that up on the Facebook page for the morning show a little bit later. Again, that's Seth Mulas, WSAU on Facebook. Go check it out. If you like what you see, click the like button and enjoy. So I mentioned before we went to the break, what if you're one of these individuals that just, I can't take it anymore. I got to do something. I can't be part of the nation that elects either a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump. I can't do it. I got to leave the country. So where do you go? I have an option for you. You see, there's a gentleman in New York this week on a diplomatic tour. He is trying to establish the nation of Liberland, Liberland. His name, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, I'm sure, Vit Jedlicka. He believes that there is a unclaimed bit of territory, 2.7 square mile sliver of territory, that he calls terra nullius, no man's land. It is along the Danube River between Croatia and Serbia. This Czechoslovakian individual has established his state on the motto, to live and let live. And he and a team of individuals believe they have declared their independence as of May Day last year. Quote, we wanted to go against the flow. He considers himself president of the internationally, as of now, unrecognized nation. He was on an interview with Fox News. He said, look, we just want to be leaders in the liberty movement. We want Liberland to be the best place for people to live in, and I think this is the future. Voluntary interaction between people, between citizens and their government. What's really fascinating about this is what he wants Liberland to be. He says, Liberland will be where citizens can build a nation on the American-inspired principles of political freedom, voluntary association, and autonomy. So he thinks this little section of land that he claims is unspoken for, that he can get it recognized. Now, he's not kidding around. He's not joking. He has had surveys done. He is on a diplomatic mission to the American government, to the United Nations, and to both nations surrounding him, Serbia, Croatia, and so forth, to have them officially recognize this little swath of land by the river as an independent nation. Talk about swimming upstream and going against the tide. I doubt, seriously, honestly, I don't think this is going to happen. There are too many issues at stake, but he's not letting it stop him. He has fully on his side. He goes on in his article here. He says, international law dictates that for this place to be a formal state, they have to fulfill some criteria. They have to have a permanent population, which he's got. They have to have an established territory, which he claims he does, an effective government. He's putting it together. and a capacity to enter international relations. A law professor at the University of Pennsylvania says they got it. However, even if they can fulfill the first three, if they lack the capacity to enter into international relations, they will never be formally recognized as a country. So there you go. Do you feel the need to leave the United States because of the upcoming election? Go to Lieberland. I am sure this individual will be happy to accept you. Oh, wait a minute. It sounds like, though, he's basing the development of his country on some inalienable rights, some things that we believe are instilled in us by God, the desire to be free, the desire to pursue happiness and to have life, and to do so, to have voluntary association with one another and groups instead of being forced to. I'm not sure that's going to be a real nice place for some of the liberals. You know, I think it might be a little too barbaric for them. And for that, sorry. Not sorry. All right, let's change gears just a little bit. I want to, keeping in the vein, now you're going to wonder when we get into this, how is this tying in to personal responsibility and having trust placed in us that we know what's best for ourselves instead of a government entity doing it? But bear with me. Let's see if we can vet this through. I found an article today that is talking about one of my favorite subjects, cars. I love cars. I am a gearhead. I am a fan of open wheel racing, IndyCar, not as much as F1. My preference is F1 style racing. Then comes IndyCar. That is, if I'm going to watch racing, it's going to be one of those two, maybe even both if I'm lucky. I used to be a big fan of BBC's Top Gear. I loved those guys. The show was hilarious, and I got to get as close to supercars and hypercars and unusual cars I probably will ever get. Loved it. And then there was this movement, you know, of electric cars. I'm like, what the heck? Nobody wants an electric car. Remember the GM's EV1? What a piece of junk that was. It was so bad that the ones that they couldn't sell, they destroyed secretly so nobody would know how big of a failure it was. And then we had the second attempt by General Motors with the Volt. What a piece of junk that car was. Nobody has a Volt. Well, I've seen one or two over here, but I've seen them drive with their head kind of held down. They just, don't look at me, I'm driving an electric car. I've been very critical of electric cars. Why? Because they're not very powerful, and I like to drive fast. My driving record shows it. I like a car that is just all kinds of good handling, and a car represents freedom. I can hop in the car, and if I want to, I can drive anywhere in the United States I want. It's freedom. And I don't have to worry about, well, I can only drive 100 miles today. Blah, 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 blah. And electric cars just seem to fly in the face of all that. Well, then comes Tesla. Tesla just announced that they've got a new battery pack for their Model S, and I believe also for the SUV, the Model X, isn't it? Yeah. That this new battery combination and software setup will allow the car to accelerate from a dead stop, 0 to 60 miles an hour, in 2.5 seconds. 2.5 seconds, 0 to 60. That is incredibly fast. That is unbelievably fast. That is supercar fast. $135,000. And gives you a 300-mile range on the new battery. Now we're talking a real car. Now we're talking about a car that gives us gearheads some options. It's fast. It handles well. It's a good-looking car. I'm not going to say it's not beautiful. You want beautiful? Aston Martin. Those are beautiful. Okay? Tesla, good-looking. Good-looking. But now it's got some decent range to it. I mean, I get roughly 300-400 miles in a tank of fuel on my car, depending on how heavy. I pushed down on the accelerator. So a 300-mile charge, 300, 315 miles. Now we're talking. It's contributing to the freedom of driving. And so now that we're making these advances, I think electric cars, cars like Tesla and so forth, are in a part of our future. And part of the technology that Tesla has been on the cutting edge of is autonomous driving. Cars that will drive themselves. Google is in the process of developing autonomous vehicles. Volvo is working with them, and other manufacturers are developing. BMW. They're all developing autonomous vehicles. Cars that will drive, potentially drive themselves, which is fascinating. I've said all of that to this. The self-driving technology, according to some auto manufacturers and some insiders that have been keeping an eye on the development, has reached a crossroads. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. This is a very significant set of crossroads. What direction will the cars of tomorrow be going? No pun intended. Will we be completely self-driving, where you and I have no input? Or will it be an option? We'll talk about that. And what does that mean for society? Yeah, I'm going to take a silly car analogy and make it reflect on our society. We'll see how that happens. When we come back, I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader. Don't go anywhere.
The Jerry Bader Show.